I know if I'm trying to get good with money, you should be trying to get good with money, okay? We are not our parents. We are not sitting at these jobs for 30 plus years, all right? Get Good With Money is a book that we're reading for season 19. Get it, got it good, whether it's digital, hard copy, from the library, it don't matter. Follow along, read along, do the steps, take notes, and learn something. Learn something financially, learn something about budgeting, learn something about debt, learn something about utilizing your assets, learn something about your 401k, learn something about stocks and bonds, but learn something, teach somebody, okay? Let's start the show.
I have hella notes, so I'm just going to go through my notes. It's Tuesday. Kiki tapped out. So it's just me and Casey. This is What Page We On Bit. My name is Shan. And we are reading Get Good With Money by Tiffany Alashe, the Budgetista. Mm-hmm. And we reviewed chapter 3 through 4. I have a lot of notes, so I'm going to just hop into it. To sum it up, my weekend was fantastic. Okay.
No words.
I have no complaints. And yeah, that was that. Good. Everything is everything. And I am just here working today. Like, why am I here working? But it wasn't a crazy day. It was pretty easy. I'm trying to check off bills and shit. What needs to be paid this week? It's back cold. I hate it.
That's crazy.
I was enjoying this weekend's weather. It was like very spring-like without the allergies. So I was enjoying it. Had my legs out comfortably. Other than that, ain't nothing else going on. Anything going on with you?
Nothing going on with me. I mean, I kept y'all pretty updated about what's going on.
How was today?
Today was good.
Okay.
Today was a decent day. I was able to catch up on a lot of emails. Mm-hmm. When I got home from the gym, I said, you know what? Let me go through these emails. And I just did the real easy ones. Mm-hmm. Like the stuff that didn't require a whole lot of thinking. I knocked those out. So now I have like maybe 5 emails where it's like really stuff that I have to look at. So I'm going to do that tomorrow. Mm-hmm. When I go to work. I don't have anything for tomorrow. Thursday I'm helping a manager interview another candidate. Mm-hmm. And Thursday I have that steering committee meeting. Friday I'm getting a haircut and I'm going to the movies, and then Saturday I got the art show, and then Sunday I'm getting a Sarabi.
Mm. Which movie you gonna go see?
We're going to see Captain America.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gonna be a bunch of those. It's not like a Valentine's Day thing. It's just Captain America falls on Valentine's Day, so a bunch of us going to see
it. Just so happen to be here, Ben.
Nah, for real. Understood. I don't know. I might hit my friends up and see what they're doing after that. I'm like, the ones who are going to movies, where I might just be like, what y'all doing tonight? Y'all want to go nowhere? Go get a drink?
You know where you at, and you know it gets really annoying with people on that day.
I know.
So you might not. You might think now you want to do something, but that day come, you'd be so annoyed.
I feel like parking is going to be annoying at the movie theater. Yes. So.
Annoying. Everybody's going higher prices.
Yeah, everybody's going to the movies on Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Like nobody thinks of nothing original on Valentine's Day. Like,
yeah,
it's trash.
Yeah, but other than that, sounds good to me. Let's just hop into this thing. Okay.
Yeah.
So it is February 11th. We are here. We had to, last week was kind of like busy for me, so I was like, we'll give it another week. So chapter 3 was about 20% whole, saving like a squirrel. Mm-hmm. So she talked about looking for the highest interest rate offered. And looking for the lowest deposit needed to open an account.
Mm-hmm.
So you can make basically your money work for you, and you don't have to have like $500 to start an account type stuff.
Right.
She talked about short-term savings account versus money bucket savings. If you have a savings account, what do you want it to do for you compared to which?
Exactly.
So she said there's two main reasons of maintaining a savings. One, to help you in tough times, and two, to give you the ability to invest later. So technically, if you don't have 6 months of savings saved up for you, no matter what you're doing, maybe start off with 3 months of savings and then work yourself up to 6 months of savings and so on, depending on what you want to do. She talked about knowing your savings goal and automated spending for responsible people. I say automated spending is for responsible people because your stuff has to be so organized that you just know, I'm definitely going to have this money at this time. This definitely can be allocated to this thing. The only thing, me personally, that I have automated would be like my insurance and my truck payment. Everything else, depending on what I got going on, I move it around. Like yesterday, I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to go get Anya's eye exam, her glasses. They always have like some type of good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Went in there, got her exam, insurance paid for it. They was like, oh, her insurance covers at least 80% of the cost of the glasses. I'm like, okay, cool. Lady rang her up. She's like, oh, that would be $140.
Well, how much was the glass?
I said, is that with the insurance? Because she told me what the prices are. She said those glasses with the blue sticker on it are $79. So the cost was with the frames and her lenses. She has astigmatism in both of her eyes, and her vision is slightly worse in one of her eyes. So she was like, yeah, it'll be $140 with the insurance. Without the insurance, it'll be $115. I said, scan, take my card for that $115. Hey, me.
Right.
So she got her glasses. I got to pick it up Wednesday. It's a thicker frame, so hopefully she won't bend it, because the one she got right now is like this. I said, Anya, why is your glasses leaning forward? What's happening? I don't like them. It doesn't matter. But you're not paying for it. So what's up? Because now I wanna fight. So things like that, like I'm not at a point where I could automate it more in my life because my life is so scattered and I'm dealing with people who are supposed to have things at a certain time that don't have things at a certain time. So I got to move stuff around. But if your life is a bit simpler than mine and it's just like for you and you know what money you have coming in and you're not in your emergency era of living, go ahead and automate it. You know what I'm saying?
I have all my utilities automated.
Are they the same consistently all the time?
No.
Oh, you brave. So sometimes my gas bill is $105. Sometimes my gas is $112.
It's like, for the most part, my gas is no more than like $80. And my lights range, they fluctuate all the time, but my lights, it goes no higher than maybe like $120. My internet is the same every day, well, every month. My cell phone is the same every month, and that's all I got automated, really.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this show and enjoy this episode. I know I'm dropping gems for y'all. I know I am, because that's just what I do. I appreciate every listen and every download and every share. So if you see me clipping on social media, share that shit, because I appreciate it. Speaking of sharing, not only are you supporting this podcast, but you're supporting all the other podcasts that I do that can be found on shambipodden.com. That is a website where I put everything that I'm working on, whether it's books, whether it's merch, whether it's links to support me or support the people who support me. It can be found on that website. Also, there is a monthly, I want to say it's like a newsletter, but it's not really a newsletter because I'm not emailing y'all with y'all spam emails that y'all don't even check anyway. But if you want any updates regarding podcasting tips or what I have going on. Every month I give a updated, detailed what's going on with me info on that website. I also blog on that website, so I might create different articles on that website. Sharing those links helps support me. So if you're looking to support me, do that. I also do other podcasts that can be found on there. Each podcast has their own page. I am working on a lot of other collaborations this year, and you can find me on some people's live shows this year. You know, just staying busy. Shan't be potting, okay? You can email me about business, okay? My email can be found on that website because I know how some people get, okay? I am here to create and to share knowledge. That is what I do. Everyone around me is great. Therefore, if you listen to me, you are searching for greatness, and I appreciate you. I hope you enjoy the show, and don't forget to follow me, add me, and check out Shannon Pods on YouTube. Sometimes I do video record my episodes, but not all the time because I'm just not that girl. My audience is not on YouTube, but I know some people like the YouTube spaces. But back to the show.
Only my insurance. My condo insurance and taxes is tied into my escrow, so I paid it with my mortgage.
Right.
So.
Sounds simple. Wish my life was that simple, but it's not.
And then with my escrow analysis getting redone, it's lower. My monthly payment is lower now.
Oh, that's good. Is it for a longer time lower, or is it just lower?
It's not a lot lower. It's like maybe $200 cheaper.
$200, $200.
Effects.
Okay. So it'll come in handy somewhere. What else did she talk about? She talked about how to practice mindful spending. This is for me. Mm-hmm. This is what I need. Because for me, when I get irritated, when I get bored, and when I'm just out and about, I don't purposely say I want to spend money, but I am less strict on why am I in the store? Why am I buying this?
Right.
And that leads to issues because I get home and I'm just like, yes, I do like these things, but did I need these things? No, I did not. So she talked about mindful spending.
As a horse.
Okay. Being more disciplined, writing down every purchase, prioritizing importance over wants, and preparing your money for events. So now that there's a man in my life, a lot of my thoughts of spending is very much, okay, what do I have coming up? What do we want to do? Let me put this to the side. It's less just buy this, buy that. Let's go here, go here. It's very calculated now. And so, yeah, I'm just very mindful of what needs to be paid, what I got to do, and how much money I need to put to the side. I wanted to talk about this, but I'll save it for the next episode because I know Kiki probably want to talk about it. But figuring out why shopping makes you happy, I think, is very important for a lot of people because a lot of people are dealing with different things that are affecting their emotions. And sometimes the instant gratification of something that pleases you is shopping, but everybody doesn't need to be shopping. And so yeah. I think if you're very mindful of why shopping makes you happy and finding the root cause of that and not make that like the thing that's going to make you happy, one, you'll be in better financial shape. Two, you'll kind of like know how to limit yourself and not put yourself in a hole that you don't need to be in because you're looking for an instant change in what you're feeling.
Yeah.
What else?
If I'm being honest, spending money don't make me happy.
It don't.
I don't like spending money.
Even if like you know you have it and you have some left over. Like for me, I feel really like fulfilled when I have the money to take care of what I need to do and I don't have to ask nobody. Right? Mm. And that's not just because there's something that's priority that I need to buy. But I, when I mentally know, like, you took care of your priority things and you still have money left over, going here is nothing. You could do it. Yeah. Buying this is nothing. You could do it. Do I need to do it? No. But the feeling of being able makes me feel like at peace. But if somebody else was buying it, would I be happier? Hell yeah. But the fact that I have the ability to buy it for myself, I also like that. And I'm more comfortable in being able. What frustrates me is having to juggle dates of things that need to be paid versus the stuff that cannot be arranged to be paid later. It might cost me more to pay it later. That frustrates me when I'm just like, there's no like let up. There's no space for me to yeah. another option. And I have to basically forfeit something or ask for something. And I feel like I'm bothering someone to ask. And it just irritates me. So when I can do it myself, I feel good about it. But at the same time, just because you can do it yourself don't mean you have it to do it for yourself. If that makes sense.
Yeah. I get that.
But she talked about the GDP, which is the gross domestic product. She broke it down into the two consecutive quarters in 6 months where you can sense the economic decline measured by spending. She talked about depression talk versus longer downtime of you maybe not having money to you having money. Then I saw the assignment. She had an assignment where you would write down what you got for your bonus, your tax refund, what you probably want to spend on your birthday, what you want to spend on holidays, what you want to spend on spring clothes. Because for me, and being a mom of two, I can't just shop for myself. I got to shop for them too. And right. When it comes to like extra money coming in, I don't instantly think of, ooh, I want this, I want that. I think of like, what couldn't I do for the past couple of months that I need to get done that they need? So later on when they need to have it, they have it. So I always
But think, even though at the line, do you really even feel like you ever have extra money?
It's rare that I ever feel like I have extra money. And sometimes when I have extra money, I get anxious because I'm just like, okay, what did I forget to pay? So I start like going through shit like, okay, this is done, this is done, this is done. I paid this. And other things that I hate is things that are like every 2 months you pay it. Like my trash, I pay it every 2 months. But I can never catch the month that I'm going to need to pay it. And they don't send you out alerts that, oh, your payment's coming up. They send you an alert that, oh, you didn't pay on the first. We need the payment. So when I came back from my trip, I had to give them $90. And I was just like, damn.
So is it the first of every other month or does the dates fluctuate?
I think it's the first of every other month, but I always forget when I last paid them.
Oh.
So I have, yeah, I did. I sent an email to myself of when I last paid them. So I paid them this month, so I won't have to pay them again until April.
Okay.
So
April 1st.
Yeah. So that's annoying. But
that's weird.
Yeah. I hate paying for
trash. Are you just gonna charge me $45 a month?
This is stupid as shit. And then my trash people that I had before them, they kept going up every 2 months. I'm just like, why are y'all raising the prices? It's the same trash, it's the same bin. What are y'all doing different? It was like, oh, I don't think we had an increase. I had a pull every time I paid. I said, I started off at $60. Now y'all asking for $1.60. Y'all went up in your price. And I was like, no, I'm not doing it. It was like, well, what price are you comfortable paying? I said, $20. It's $60. She was like, well, we can't do that. I said, well, please cancel my shit.
Right.
Like, girl.
What are you asking for?
You are one of like six companies I can use to pick up my trash. It is not that serious.
It's about that. What you gonna ask me for? And then I give you the answer.
And you gonna tell me no. What the hell? They're like, can you knock two pennies off, please?
Right. And thank you.
So stupid. She also talked about how to calculate the recession. She talked about when our last recession was, that it happens every 10 to 15 years, and how much time do you have to save? So I did the math.
Okay, so good. Like, I didn't get a chance to do it.
So I'm just like, okay, 2007 to 2009, 2017 to 2019, which is accurate, 2027 to 2029. So we only have like a couple of years to get prepared for the next shit show. And I am not prepared. Neither. I need a miracle to happen in the next year to pivot me to a place where I'm just like, okay, bring it.
But, so I'm gonna play the
title. Yeah, 2027 to 2029. It's around the corner. That ain't nothing. So she talked about that. She talked about identifying and calculating your savings goal. Number one, having emergency savings, which is 3 months worth. Mine would be around 12K or more.
Mm-hmm.
I do not have that in a savings account for emergencies sitting nowhere. She talked about goal savings, having savings liquid. Honestly, I would love to have like 60K liquid savings, but it just seems so like, what are you talking about? Like impossible, but it's not impossible. It's just a different lifestyle where it pivots you forward a bit faster. And like my goal, as far as assets, I would love to have like at least 200K in assets. Just like for whatever I needed to do. I'm nowhere near there in life. But what that made me think about is like, you know, when those people go around the city and they ask people, how much do you have in your savings? And they'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm broke. They'd be like, how much is in your savings? They'd be like, oh, 15,000. What?
Right.
That's not broke. And it's so crazy how people have like this idea in their mind of what broke is. And it's so far from what my version of broke is.
Right.
Like, I remember when I was in college and I purposely would swipe my card and know I'm overdrafting my account for $1.75 so I could get on the train.
Mm-hmm.
That was my version of broke, like with having overdraw fees in my bank account because I just needed to do that one small thing. But yeah, that was a mess. I would love to have 40K saved. So breaking down that 3 years, that's just like a little over $1,000 per month just putting away. There's no check that I can have currently where I can just put $1,000 to the side. I would love to, but that's just not my life. I did the money chart list for me, where she said, do your money list of what money you have coming in from where, the average basically amount of money you have coming in, and then money out. My money out list is insane, Casey. The shit that I pay for out each month is just like, bitch, are you married?
Right, you got kids.
With these bills? It's really ridiculous when you look at it.
Did you factor the girls into that, or did you just did it on for yourself?
I didn't even add in like girls' clothes. Food, I don't even know technically, because when I came back from my trip, I spent $162 at the grocery store. And every time I go to the grocery store, no, I don't spend that. But there's no real number that's the same for that shit now, because everything is fluctuating. Yeah, but my money out shit is stupid. It's stupid. And I need money to come in to lower that shit. What did she talk about? She was like, next time we shop, we have to ask ourselves some questions. Do I need it? Do I love it? Do I like it? Do I want it?
Mm-hmm.
They talked about needs, loves, likes, and wants. So I'm going to try this. I haven't purchased anything in a while. In a long time that I really just wanted to buy because I want to consolidate and lessen with what I have in here. Do buy something, I want it to be in the exchange because I got rid of something also. So having a needs, loves, like, wants list is important. Do I need this expense to maintain my safety and health? That was a good question. Because most of the time you don't. I was laughing at her when she was like, say no to brunch or having a brunch savings account. That was interesting. Unneeded shopping. Bath and Body Works adds up. That's Kiki right there with her candles.
And then that shit do be adding up because you're thinking like, ooh, I'm finna do good. I'm getting all this stuff on sale. Yes! $2, $3, $4, $5. And then next thing you know, you spent like $100 on shit.
It's really crazy. She talked about choosing two loves every 6 months, which makes sense. Like, if there's two things that you really love that you really want to buy yourself, like when we wanted the Mark bag, we really wanted to have that. And that is not cheap. We spent the money on ourselves. And then you get to a point where you're just like, I got it.
No face on over that bag right now.
Okay. So many people come over that bag real quick. And I'm just like, but thinking about something like that for 6 months before you do is important. Thinking about something like a expensive tattoo. Think about that for a long time before you do it because you can't take that back.
Okay.
I talked about me not having an automated life. And she talked about bank talk at the end of chapter 3. Talking about all banks are not created equal. Look for a grade A bank. Look for a FDIC insured bank, which is a touchy subject right now because Mr. Orange Man is wiping out people's jobs that do that left and right. You sent us a video this morning with that lady talking about that.
About the fintech banks?
Yeah. She talked about finding a bank with a low deposit requirement or a no balance requirement and finding a bank that provided a high interest rate to help grow your money while it sat in there. And if you do not have the book, but you want to see these documents to help you, you could go to www.getgoodwithmoney.com. And she said she should have the forms on there. So that was chapter 3. Chapter 4 is 30% whole, dig out of debt. Okay. So she talked about the plan. And the plan is 1, to identify your debt, restructure your debt, choose a pay down plan and automate the pay down plan. Honestly, I feel like we all have debt until we don't. And that shit is not magic. Sometimes that shit is boring. It's a lot of people being willing to have FOMO, missing out on shit. Identifying your debt is a real mirror of reflection of what you really got on you. So like when you identify your debt, you talk about naming it, the total owed, the minimum payment they'll take, what's the interest rate percentage, the due date, the statement closing date. And she explained what that was, which is the last day of billing of the billing cycle. And the status, are you current, are you behind? And so you would make a list of all your debt and do that for each one. She also mentioned how late fees on credit cards can be removed at least once if you've never got one removed before. So if you're late on a credit card that you've never, ever been late, you always paid on time, you can talk to the rep and they will excuse it. I did that once years ago. But those are things that these credit cards are not going to tell you. You have to learn from somebody that knows. She talked about debt collectors, how you should call them on your own time. Don't let them bug you at 9 a.m. in the morning. Don't let them call you at work. Don't let them call you while you're cooking dinner, like one Sunday morning or one Saturday morning when you're just chill and you're in the mood. get you a pen and paper, organize your bills, talk to the collectors on your own terms at home when you're calm, get a pen and paper, research your pros and cons, never admit to anything, is what she says.
Right.
She said, always look up cease and desist letters, ask for a debt validation letter, look up deferment. She also said, look out for your best interest, because once a lot of these people send your debt to a debt collector, it's really not costing you what they're saying. Some of them can be talked down for you to pay less. And she talked about how to restructure your debt, gather what you owe, and organize it. That's the only way you'll be able to basically make it smaller. She talked about credit card debt, negotiating a lower interest rate, saying, is there any room to lower the interest rate on my card? And just having that conversation. A lot of them are lenient. She also talked a bit about transferring your balance. And I think Kiki wanted to talk about this because she did mention it in the chat before. The best
kind. I mentioned it in the chat.
What'd you say?
I said I mentioned it in the chat.
Okay. She said the best kind of transfer option for your balance would be a zero interest rate that will be in place for at least 6 months. She said it's rare to find one that's 2 years. One that has no balance transfer fee. You want to ask how much interest would you like to pay over the course of the same time in that time frame of offer. So if what you have owed on that credit card is an amount that if you transferred it over, you would still have that time with that interest that you would have to pay. It really doesn't make any sense. You have to see if the transferring of the balance makes sense, basically. She talked about knowing what happens to your balance if you don't pay it off in the time frame that they're offering you, because sometimes it could go up with a different rate. And she talked about focusing on your credit card debt first. So like if you have any personal loans, any student loan debt, and any mortgage debt, you want to focus on that first. And she talked about do number three, which is choosing a pay down plan. Now, this goes back to what you talked about at the beginning with your emails. Some people pick the smallest, easiest emails versus the easiest payments first and pay them down. And then they attack the large ones. And when you go big to small, she calls that the avalanche method of paying down your debt. When you go small to big, she calls that the snowball. Me personally, I would rather do the small to big because I feel like I'm going to get more done than just having this big chunk that I'm not eating away fast enough.
Right.
She goes through a 7-step process of how...
But also, that you have to be disciplined and not use those cards no more.
Yes.
Put it on credit card.
Yes. Leave them at home. Put them in a box.
Cut them up.
Don't touch them, okay? She went through the 7-step process of whichever pay down method you wanted to do. So if you're interested in that, open the book, write it down, do it for yourself. Do number four was automate your pay down plan. Have a plan in place that's doable for you. Put the amounts on the calendar and the date and just pay them. Just know that like this is money that's going to come out on this day. We do it for Netflix. We do it for Prime. We do it for gym memberships that where we don't go to the goddamn gym, but they get our money all the time. So we should be able to do it for our debt. If you're at a point in your life where you just have that excess money to go places, take care of what you need to first. And that was chapter four. So I thought she gave a lot of great tips in 3 and 4. I think a lot of people are not fully at the place of what she was talking about as digging themselves out of debt, because a lot more people are spending a lot more on apartments, cars, insurance. I feel like if you have enough money to plan vacations for spring and summer, you're doing really good in life. Because for a lot of people, that's just not on the agenda. If they're not having like a coupon deal from somebody for a hotel, if they're not having like a deal to get a flight, because that shit is expensive. But if you are at a point where you can still save, get yourself out of debt, and plan trips and shit, enjoy, because a lot of people are not. But I thought it was great tips. What'd you say?
I say, yeah, definitely enjoy your shit.
Yeah. It's great tips. Everybody's plan is a bit different. I only know a few people who are completely debt-free. And I don't know, mentally I feel like it must be nice, but at the same time I could also understand people's anxiousness about, you know, living a little bit, because once you discipline yourself that long to get out of debt, you're very resistant against like doing fun things that you don't have to do that you may enjoy, and just being in fear of getting yourself back to a place where you don't want to get yourself back to. But yeah, I thought it was good information. For next read, it will be February 23rd, if y'all are available, which is a Sunday, because the last week of the month is my office week, and I'm trying to be realistic when I even get here at 8 o'clock.
Not for real.
So, I want to shoot for that Sunday. We don't have to do 8 p.m. We could do an early time. I think I have a recording that Sunday a bit earlier in the day, but we could definitely record and just go over chapters 5 and 6. And that would be like the next show.
Okay. Well, I have my, we do my family dinner at like 6:30 on Sundays.
Okay.
And then depending on if I get this gig or not, we might have to switch our meetups anyway, because they do every Tuesday.
Okay, cool. I hope you get it.
Oh, thank you.
I feel like you have good opinions on stuff. Yeah, I think that'd be good.
I mean, I try to see both sides of the shit. And just give an honest opinion. Just have people like be like, okay, like, all right, I see it one way, I see it another way. Just kind of be like, you can stay true to how you feel, but also like allow people space to feel how they feel.
Right. Right. I get that. But anywho, I hope you guys are reading and shit. And if you're not reading, this book is really good for when you just really want to adult in life. If you want to support this podcast, you can on So What Page We On Be with Red Circle. There's a link in the show notes where you can donate. We also have a merch shop where you can buy t-shirts, hoodies, hats, mugs, whatever you like on Let's Shop Be with Teespring. And that link is in the show notes. You can find us on Twitter, just hashtag the letters of the podcast. And you can find us on IG, and you can find more episodes in the books that we've read already on shabbypotting.com. Other than that, that is it. It is Tuesday night. I have not washed my ass, and that's it.
That's exactly what I'm about to go do. I'm about to get this room together now. I'm going to wash my ass.
Yeah. You should see my desk. My desk has like all these tax papers on it. And of course, I'm waiting for one tax form that has not come. And I'm just like so irritated. I'm about to just take it off of my taxes.
I don't even want to file taxes.
I mean, nobody wants to, but
you're not going to get shit.
I just want to get it out the way. I don't want it lingering.
Yeah, I need to do that too. Got a contact, what you call it?
Who?
Bianca.
Oh. Yeah. I'm sure she's... That's my text girl. She's collecting people's stuff right now. Well, Casey, you have a great night. I will...
You too, boo.
be in the messages in the morning because I have to go get water from the grocery store. But yeah.
All right, then. I'll be in the office tomorrow.
What you wearing?
I don't know yet. Something I probably already wore before. Nothing crazy.
Okay.
I got to go to the office on Friday, but the only reason why I'm going on Friday is because I have a haircut appointment.
Heard ya. I'm ready to wear spring clothes. I'm sick of this.
I'm so tired of this shit.
Like, why do I have to wear a jacket to the mailbox, Lord?
Yeah, let me tell you something. Because I was all gung-ho wearing shorts over the weekend, and all of a sudden...
Yes! It was so good.
Trash.
Hopefully it's just for this week, though. Hopefully.
We'll see. I'm interested about this ride to Tennessee and riding back with a cat.
Me too. I hope it's not car sick.
I hope not either.
Are you going to put it in like a little thingy?
I was thinking about getting like a little car seat for it.
Yeah, or like a little kennel.
Because I need to get her used to certain stuff early.
Yeah. How many other cats are there?
So I know for now there's two still available. Out of her litter, it was four. But there's two from another litter that's available now. That need to be claimed because she has another litter coming up that will be ready in March.
She's just popping them back to back.
I mean, hey, they're breeders. That's what they do.
Jeez. The girls are so excited about your cat.
Really?
Yeah.
When I get her and she gets settled, I'll let y'all know and y'all can come over.
I said, y'all act like that's our cat.
So I want her to get used to people. I'm a leash train her so I can walk her.
It's cute.
Yeah. So we'll see, child. All
right. Toodles.
Hey, we'll talk to you later.
Bye. Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to another episode. Don't forget to read chapters 5 and 6. See you in 2 weeks. Bye.